So it seems I hit a nerve. I did a social media post not too long ago about a podcast I had done on how it's your responsibility to heal yourself from trauma. And I had, of course, picked out something poignant, but very out of context. And I had said, no one is coming to save you. Which garnered quite a reaction, quite a number of views, but one of the reactions I got was less than favorable. So we are going to get into what I meant by no one is coming to save you right away. But first, just let me say, hi, my name is Dana Cooper. I am a certified codependency recovery coach. And these are some of the things you're going to deal with if you are trying to heal your trauma and heal from being narcissistically abused or being codependent. So, like I said, we're going to jump right in. Let's talk about where we might get the idea that someone is coming to save us. I don't blame you. I blame a lot of media. And by that, I mean romantic comedies. I do mean early Disney movies. Now, Disney princesses have evolved quite a bit in time, right? They're not the same Disney princesses of yesterday. But if we are looking at the classics, every Disney princess is waiting for their Prince Charming in some manner or form. But again, like I said, you've got comedies. There's always somebody who's like, oh, I'm so down. If only I had someone. And then this person walks into their life and magically everything's okay. Now tell me, has that ever happened in your life? Did someone waltz right in and magically everything was okay? And tell me that that didn't end in complete disaster, because that is not the way things work. That's the way narcissists work. They come in. They tell you everything you want to hear. They sweep you off your feet. And then the relationship goes absolutely to crap because it's just not real. It's just not real that someone is going to come in and magically turn your world okay, that everything is right. Even if you won the lottery tomorrow and you had millions of dollars, it's still not going to make whatever emotional wound you are carrying completely healed. Nothing is going to do that. And so, what happened in my comments is I had a discussion with someone who had that magical thinking that someone or something was absolutely going to come along and save them. Now, I did try to mention to them, you know, hey, you're not giving yourself enough credit. And they were like, I give myself a lot of credit for work I've done. However, they still held the belief that someone else was the actual healer. So let's talk about what this looks like. If you're trying to see if you may be someone who believes that someone may be coming to save you, or you may be dealing with someone who believes that. What you're going to see mostly on social media or even in conversations, because if we go back before social media, these kind of things would come up in conversations. It'd be someone who's chronically posting or talking about a situation, how bad it is, the oh, woe is me, but almost shows an absolute inability to want to do anything about it. So the complaining does resemble a form of attention, right? So, and a lot of people say, oh, they're just trying to get attention, but there's a reason for this. They're trying to get attention of the person that they think is going to be that magic bullet for them. So if I go back to the person who was commenting on this post, what they did was they started giving a list of things that potentially could save them. And they were like, it could be just a smile from across the room. And it could be, it was examples like that. Somebody just smiling at them would make everything right. Now, let me say that that's a great thing, that if someone is kind to you on a day when you feel like absolute dog shit, that, I mean, that's definitely a dopamine boost. Okay. That's definitely something that you need to kind of boost yourself a little bit. But that's just inspo, right? I mean, that's just inspiration to maybe do better. You could do it. You could take two things from that. Like, you could take that kindness and you could say, you know, I really need to work on my problem. I want to feel better more often than I feel bad. Or what happens most of the time is you take that and you're like, I'm better. I'm all the way. Everything's great. And then you stumble when you hit that next problem in your life, and you go right back into depression or go back right into emotional dysregulation. Nothing has healed for you because of that one moment in time. Now, she did bring up therapists, and therapy is an amazing tool. Life coaches are amazing tools, but you are still doing the work. I have had clients who did not do the work. They did not get better. So, unless you do the work, nothing, I can't save you. I can't save you. I can give you all the tools in the world, because that's something we desperately need, is tools and coping skills for this world that we live in. When we have been abused, we more often form negative coping skills than ones that actually help us. But you gotta do it. It's all about you. You know, it's not about just, you know, sitting pretty and just waiting for that person to come along and thinking then everything's gonna be okay. And it's just not. It's just not down the road. I mean, maybe every once in a while, I guess. I you never say never, right? So, but I just don't see it happening. So let's talk about why no one is coming to save you can be such an unpopular opinion. Why there was, you know, some outrage surrounding that. And well, you know, number one, that's a harsh reality. You know, that's possibly a thought that the person seeing that might have heard for the first time. I remember the first time I ever heard that, and I was like, oh, wow. I mean, I felt like I'd just been slapped across the face. Now, you know, and I want to say not necessarily in a good way, but I just, whoa, you know, my eyes just went, you know, like, what is that? And that made me go, oh, wow. Some of the ways I was behaving, okay, you know, I was a Disney princess. Like, I, you know, could not help myself. And that leads into when we're codependents, our personality is erased. We are taught to depend on other people, and that's why we have to please them, because people have taught us that they will hurt us if we don't please them. And that is what causes that dependence on them, codependency. It's in the name. So the fact that no one is coming to save you know, it's a pearl clutching moment for some people. And either you pick that up and you run with it and you go, okay, all right, this is about me. I have to do this. Or you don't. And you end up, you know, saying mean things and calling the poster names. But that's okay. I didn't get into this with a thin skin. Let's just put it that way. I know that there will be pushback from people who aren't necessarily ready to take that step into healing, and that's fine. And I'm hoping that sometimes I can give them some food for thought, as in no one is coming to save you, and why I believe that. And I told them that I believe they can heal themselves when given the proper tools. given the inspiration and the proper tools, all these things she named, which were great things. And I wasn't trying to negate that. And also, you know, I was trying to make her see, you know, you're just seeing a piece of a much longer video. I think that can be some of the damaging things about more of the short form things like YouTube Shorts and, you know, Instagram Reels and even some TikToks that you don't get. I'm actually glad people make longer TikToks now because you can't sometimes get all the nuance just in, like, I think, isn't like YouTube Shorts like only like a minute or less, something like that? You can't get any nuance, right? Or any deep meaning in a short soundbite. And so I was trying to explain to her what I meant by that. She was unwilling to hear any of the things I was saying. And that's, you know, that's for her to work out eventually, right? I'm hoping that it planted a seed. And I'm hoping that the next time that she saw her therapist, that she could say, you know, somebody said no one's coming to save you. And, you know, what do you think about that? You know, I don't know. Things you wish and hope for, right? But I could tell they were not in a position to receive the message. And so, you know, after a while you just stop talking and get on with it. But it can cause quite a bit of outrage when someone feels like you pretty much threw a very harsh reality into their face. There's probably some fear about even standing on your own, kind of what that means, right? So if you have to stand on your own and do things on your own, and you've been a codependent for so long, just like I, you know, discussed a few minutes ago, that can be really scary to think you have to do something on your own. You have been taught to be so dependent and not have your own opinions and not have your own values. How do you even do something like this on your own, right? And that is where you need the guidance. But I can see also how that fear would creep into the response that they're having. Having this kind of freedom that you can do something on your own is probably akin to sealing, like the if we ever in our lifetime, well, I know some people may be going, no, but I've seen one, but in our lifetime, seeing an alien for the first time, right? Oh my gosh, what is that? That freedom that you can do things? I remember when I was first recovering from codependency, going, I have a lot of freedom now. What do I do with that? Like, I, because you don't think on your own. And then all of a sudden, you have so much freedom to do what you want when you want to do it and follow your inner voice, the good inner voices, not the bad ones, by the way, not the negative ones, but the good inner voices that say, oh, I like doing this and I like doing this. That freedom can be scary. Like, it's like being let out of the zoo after a long time. What do? You've been fed your meals. You've been taken care of. You've been, what do you do with that? So there had to be some component of fear that made this person lash out. So hearing that and hearing that harsh reality and feeling that fear and thinking things were a certain way, and now you've heard this other way can cause a huge amount of cognitive dissonance. And if you haven't heard the term cognitive dissonance before, it's hearing two separate beliefs, but you know that are both true, but they can't be both true. It causes an absolute battle in your brain. Like you thought it was this one way, and now you're hearing it's not that way. But you're kind of going, but I feel safer in the other way. Oh, what? And trying to get hold those two opinions is equal, and you can't do that. The information that you're holding is contradictory. Like they really thought that their therapist was going to heal them, that a random smile from a stranger was going to heal them. And now they're finding out that the only person that can heal you is you. And wow. So that can be mind-blowing. Cognitive dissonance is something that a lot of us experience when we're codependents or we've been in a narcissistic relationship, because here's one of the biggest ones. The narcissist will say they love you, and then they'll do something that absolutely terribly hurts you. But they love you, but they're hurting you. And while even good relationships, you may get hurt, it's not the depth of hurt I'm talking about. Like, we're talking soul-crushing hurt from someone who says they love you. If someone loves you, they're not going to deliver absolute soul-crushing, traumatic, instances. That it doesn't work that way. And that's where a lot of us suffer cognitive dissonance. So it's a state of being for a lot of codependents. But hopefully, sometimes that cognitive dissonance, it can shake you out of it's like, whoa, 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 but wait, oh, wait. This person I don't think was going to be shaken out of their opinion at this point in time. But you could tell from what they were saying what was going on, and that there was a huge amount of co cognitive dissonance there. So when I'm saying that no one is coming to save you, what I'm saying is that it's not a meme. We haven't even touched on that. People share memes, and like they're really trying to internalize what's being said on there, and then they don't make any changes. So it's not any inspiration you're finding. It's not somebody being kind to you. It's not even your therapist. But what works to heal you is you doing that work and getting deep within yourself to look at your base emotions and how you're feeling and who you are and what has been driving you, and getting in there and struggling and battling it out with those shadows. Shadow work, right? Let's talk about that. Let's end that here. We'll talk about shadow work next time. But until then, remember that no one is coming to save you. I had to throw that in there one last time, but do the healing work and make your life your mission. I'll see you next time.